The study by the left-leaning groups Americans for Tax Fairness and Healthcare for America Now calculates that the state's billionaires, who include Michael Bloomberg, the Lauder family, David Koch, and Rupert Murdoch, saw their earnings and investments rise by 16.8% during the first 10 months of the pandemic. At the same time, over 1.3 million New Yorkers fell ill with COVID-19, more than 43,000 died, and 4.6 million lost their jobs. Yvette Alfonso heads Citizen Action New York, a reform advocacy group. She says while New York's financial industry took a hit during the last economic downturn, the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009, this time Wall Street and wealthy investors flourish.
Nobody says they shouldn't have money, but they really don't work for it. They make their money out of investments and doubling and paying out shareholders and all that. We're the ones who work for this money and really should be getting some benefits out of it.
Citizen Action and others who support taxing the wealthy would like to see several changes, including a higher capital gains tax, reinstating the stock transfer tax, and imposing higher inheritance taxes on large estates. They estimate those taxes, when fully implemented, could bring in $29 billion a year in revenue and help pay for programs. Governor Cuomo's budget plan proposes adding a new tax bracket for those making more than $5 million a year. The next phase of a middle-class tax cut would also be postponed under the governor's plan. Despite including the proposals in his budget, Cuomo continues to make the argument against them, saying that there's a danger that the wealthy will leave the state. He spoke about it most recently on February 22nd, saying a national income tax hike on high-income earners is the better course.
Otherwise, what you do is you force individual states to raise taxes. When an individual state raises taxes, it now puts that state at a competitive disadvantage with other states.
At a legislative budget hearing, Cuomo's tax commissioner, Michael Reed Schmidt, also expressed reservations. He says the pandemic-related shutdowns have accelerated a trend toward working from home, meaning that more people can do their job from nearly anywhere. He says another factor is the change made under former President Donald Trump. It ended the ability of New York taxpayers to deduct some state and local tax payments from their federal taxes.
I think there's good reason to be cautious around a whole number of these measures.
Michael Kink, with the Strong Economy for All Coalition, is one of the advocates for higher taxes on the wealthy. He also testified at that hearing. Kink calls warnings that the rich will leave the state the myth of the moving millionaires. He predicts that people will come back to New York City and other urban areas after the pandemic subsides. He says after 9/11 and the Great Recession, the city recovered and thrived.
You can look to ancient history. People moved back to London after the plague.
Cuomo's hoping that a federal relief package will make the tax increases unnecessary. He's seeking $15 billion to close a shortfall in the current state budget and a projected gap in the new fiscal year. The most recent package, supported by Democrats in the House of Representatives, would give New York $12.7 billion to handle its budget shortfall. Advocates for taxing the rich say even if New York gets enough money to balance its budget for this year and next, the federal infusion of cash is a one-time event. They say the state will still need revenue to close the budget gap in future years when the federal money is gone. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.